All right, how's everybody? Well, we're a quarter away through the season, and obviously not in a position that I thought we'd be in, but we've earned what we have, and we're an 0-4 football team. We understand that. Again, I thought yesterday, I thought our guys still continue to fight extremely hard. I think our lesson to take away from yesterday's game was turnovers. You know, something I've talked about since the day I walked in here. We got to make sure we take care of the ball, and we got to get the ball away from the other team. And we didn't do that very well as a football team yesterday. I think on offense, we had three consecutive turnovers in a row, and I thought the first one kind of started to turn the tide a little bit. And so, again, lessons to be learned. There's continual lessons for a football team as we move forward, but at the same time, I like some of the things we're doing. I think we're running the ball better. And I still think there's a lot that we still leave out there, so we're going to continue to work at that. I think on defense, I think our guys did a good job of covering, you know, for the most part. I mean, to hold that offense to, I think it was 180 yards passing or something like that, I thought was outstanding. But on the other side of that, we got to still play the run better. I thought they ran the ball at us better than we've had the ball run at us all year. So we still got some work to do. We understand that. Our guys are more determined than ever. Just seeing them today and talking to them, nobody's going back down from the challenge. We understand the hole we've dug ourselves, but we know how to get out of it. We just got to keep working at it and continue to improve. And, again, to a man, everybody walks in this building ready to go. We're not going to blink, but we understand where we are, and I do too. And so we're going to fight our way out of it.
How'd you come out injury-wise?
Well, I think Austin I think he tore his ACL, so he'll be out for the year. Randall Telfer, I think is one of those high ankle sprains, so we'll deal with that as we move forward. And then other than that, some good news. I think Carl Nassib will do some work this week. We'll hope to get him back. And I think his work will be ramped up a little bit, so hopefully we'll start getting some guys back here because we need them. But obviously, those Austin's was a huge injury yesterday, and again Randall, because Randall's been doing such a good job. So, but again, you know, we'll keep moving forward and continue to put whoever's the next guy up in those positions.
You acknowledged before the year started how difficult it would be to balance seeing young players make progress and what the standings and the scoreboard.
Absolutely.
As difficult as you'd imagine.
I didn't think it'd be this difficult. It's tough, but we are. I'm seeing a lot of the young guys improve. We're just not seeing what I want to see and what the team wants to see on the other side of the ledger. You know, we think we've been there for the last 3 weeks. You know, obviously the Philadelphia game was the first game of the year. I didn't think I did a good enough job. You know, but I thought over the last 3 weeks, our guys have been in position to have a chance to win the game. And that's a good thing. That's a bad thing. You know, the good thing is our guys are fighting hard and putting themselves in position, you know, for a chance to win. The bad part of that is we're doing things that you have to improve at to win in the National Football League, whether it's turnovers or mistake here, mistake there. Those are the things that do get you beat. So, again, we got to continue to learn and grow from these things so that we can get better. Again, I can tell you that tomorrow, you know, because we'll do everything we can to see if we can improve in that area. And if not, obviously Greco would be the first guy up at that spot. But again, we'll look around and see what we can do and then kind of go from there.
Is Alvin Bailey's punishment over?
Yes, I don't hold grudges. You know, once we make a decision and talk, we move on from things, you know, but we're going to do things right. You know, I think my point is that there's consequences to anything and everything you do within our building. And so I think Alvin understands that. But we had a good talk, and we'll move forward from there.
Does that mean Cam Irving is not ready to go this week?
Yeah, I don't think Cam will be back this week at all.
Same for Josh.
Josh, yeah, I think both those guys will definitely still be down this week.
Every week, it seems, you know, there's a new center, a new guard. You have to shuffle guys.
Oh, it's tough, but that's the National Football League. You know, again, no one's going to feel sorry for our circumstances, you know, and I get it. But your question, is it tough? Yeah, it's tough. But We got to find a way. We've been doing it every week since we started. You know, whether it's been the quarterback or the shuffle of the line or receiver or here or there, you know, we still continue to go out and fight. And I think that's a good thing. And I think we'll grow and learn from all of these experiences that we're having right now to be better in the future.
What do you think is going to take you to get over that hump? Is it just a matter of somebody making a play at a key time?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's us playing better. You know, in those critical moments, you know, don't do things, do intelligent things that good football teams do that give themselves a chance to win, and players making plays in those situations. So I think all of those things will factor in, but there's no question in my mind it's going to happen. You know, when it's going to happen, you know, I don't know, but I know it's going to happen. So I feel good about that.
Could you talk about how much work you give Malcolm Johnson running the ball in practice?
Oh, he gets work. I mean, he gets enough work for me to trust him and say, Malcolm, go in there and carry this ball. You know, again, I know everybody wants to make a big point about the fullback here carrying the ball and it was his first carry. It was his first carry in a game. Got it. Okay, but I trust Malcolm. Malcolm's one of our 11 starters, 12, 13 starters, however you want to term it, on our offensive football team. And he's practiced, you know, and like I said yesterday, he's a paid professional athlete that can carry the football. And we've conditioned him to do that, to go back there and run the ball and pass protect if need be, because that's the way injuries are. You know, sometimes you just got to put guys back there. So I trusted him in that situation to go do a job. We didn't get it done. So, I mean, I know there's a lot open to be second guessed because he plays fullback and, oh, he never carries a ball. I get all that. But at the same time, I made a decision. It was my decision. I handed him the ball. We fumbled it. Okay. So that didn't lose the game. It turned the game. But I don't think that one play lost the game for us.
A lot of times, coaches, after a play like that, are reluctant to go back to whatever player made that mistake.
I'm sorry?
A lot of times, coaches are reluctant to go back to a player mm-hmm. who made a mistake like Malcolm Johnson, especially when it's rarely used. So what's your stance on giving him the ball?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm never going to give it to him, but if our players are up and going, if Crow hadn't have made the run he made to get us to a first down where he was exhausted, and if Duke wasn't being checked for a concussion, we wouldn't even be having this discussion, you know. So those things are going to happen. So I made a choice and decision to put Malcolm in there and hand him the ball. So I might make the same decision again in the future. I may not. Might not need to. So we'll just kind of take it as it comes.
Do you have any more clarity from watching the video of Duke Johnson?
Gosh. Well, you know, it doesn't matter what I think, you know, obviously. As I talked to Sarah, I forget what her last name is, James?
Thomas,
excuse me. Sarah, who was on the sideline because she knew the play was being reviewed upstairs. And they have the thing that calls down. And when she told me, she said, Coach, it's been reviewed. I got the signal that it is a turnover. So I can't challenge it anyway. You know, I know people want me to jump on the officials right there and run on the field and go bananas and all that. But what is that going to do? I'm not going to let my team ever see me lose it like that. I don't think that was what was important. Obviously, we'll, you know, turn that in and the league will make their determination. But again, they're trying to do the best job that they can, too. And maybe some things, you know, look close and maybe at a different time frame, it might look different. But, you know, it looked awfully close to us. And, you know, obviously Duke had the ball when he got up. It seemed like a bang-bang play. You know, it was a fumble, and then, boom, we had the ball. But that's not the way they judge it, so we have to go with their decision.
You were very emphatic after the game to say we can't drop the ball. We kind of hold on to the ball.
No question.
The players were, too. Is that a point you're trying to get across? We can't blame anyone?
Absolutely. You can't. I mean, at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to hold on to the ball. You know, we can't give and put people in a situation to hold judgment for our future. You know what I mean? We get to control that. Don't turn it over. You don't turn it over, then there's never anybody second-guessing or asking this or asking that. You know, Malcolm, don't fumble the ball. You guys are not asking me this question. You know, if Duke doesn't fumble the ball, we're not talking about the officiating. So let's do our part. Our part is to hold on to the ball, and we got to do that better.
You know, that I saw, you know, I looked at last night, and there was a moment after he lost the ball where there was that
scrum. It was a scrum, yeah.
And I couldn't see actually who corralled the ball at that mm-hmm. moment. Did you have something on your coach's tapes that shows Duke actually
It on the video, it looks like pretty bang-bang to me, like he's tackled. The ball comes out. I could clearly see the ball come out. I'm standing right there next to it. And a ball goes down, and I can see them scuffling for the ball. And as the scuffle is ensuing, he's holding the ball up. He stands up and holds the ball up as if, you know, he did fumble it. He went and got the ball back and was holding the ball up. But I don't think that that's the way it was interpreted upstairs, you know, and from the camera view that they had. So, again, let me make this clear. I couldn't challenge the call. You know, that's made upstairs, you know. And, again, she was very clear that, hey, Hugh, you know, we got the signal. It's Washington's ball, you know. And obviously it was disappointing, but at the same time, I can't change the call. That's the call that's made.
Quarter of the season, and we're obviously not in the position I thought we'd be in.
Absolutely.
I mean, realistically, I've never seen a team with 18 rookies before and 29 second years or less. I mean, what were your expectations?
You know, Tony, and I respect that question. This is my expectation. I'm never going to change from the day I came here. I expect to win. And the last three games, I would hope, showed you that I expect to win because this team is playing with the opportunity to win. We just got to finish those games. You know, if we hold on to the ball, I think we all feel very comfortable. We have an opportunity to win the game. 2 weeks ago, we make a few field goals in everybody's opinion. We have an opportunity to win that game. We hold a 20-2 lead and just do anything. We have an opportunity to win that game. So I know a lot of people look at our football team with a lot of young players and a lot of injuries. Well, to me, I want to give them a little credit because they're fighting their tails off. And I think our coaches are coaching their tails off, too. Contrary to what everybody believes, we're not rolling over and saying uncle and just walking out there and saying we're not going to play. We're playing our tails off to win, and that's all we're interested in.
But my point is those kind of players without that experience make those kind of mistakes.
Absolutely they do, but that's why we coach. That's why they call me coach, and that's why we call our coaches coach. We got to do a better job. And I'm not trying to be like everybody else, you know. I might look back at it when the year is over and feel differently and see things differently. But when you're in it, I don't look at it like that. I want us to be the best we can be. And that's my job. And that's our coach's job. And that's our player's job to try to be the best we can be. And so we're going to keep chasing it. And we know we're going to make some mistakes. I get that. I do see those things. And I know a lot of that sometimes from youth. But we also have some veteran players making mistakes. So we got to correct them. We got to move forward. We got to keep playing, and we got to keep expecting to win football games.
Do you think the decision to cut Armonte when he's coming back off suspension, following up the benching of Evan Bailey, sends a message to the locker room?
I don't want to get into that. I think what's important, he's not on our team right now. We moved on, and we wish him well.
I guess it's part of the changing of the culture. Do you think, you mentioned foolishness yesterday, we're not going to accept that. How important is that when you're trying to change a culture?
I think, you know, again, I don't want to direct it at just one person. I think we're laying the right foundation here, and I think it's important to do it the right way. And we have a standard that we want to hold our players to, our organization to, coaches, players, everybody. And so we have an expectation, and that's the direction we're going in. And it's not just directed at Armonte or anybody. I just think that's the way Sashi, myself, Jimmy and Dee see this as we move forward, and so that's the way we're going to conduct it.
How did Cody Kessler grow from week one to week two?
I think he did some good things. I think his poise was better. He obviously started the game better this week than he did last week. I think that's improvement. I think Cody has made some plays. You know, the touchdown pass to Terrell is a thing of beauty. You know, some third downs last week that we didn't convert as well. He did a great job of converting them, standing in there and throwing the ball. So I thought there was clear improvement from week one to week two. You know, now we got to do it again. You know, that's the challenge. You know, you got to keep getting better each and every week, and we got to keep growing. He did an outstanding job. I was extremely happy and pleased with his play. You know, he battled. I mean, he gave us an opportunity to run the ball extremely well, did a great job in directing protections and doing those things. So, you know, it was unfortunate he got hurt because I think he was doing some really good things as a young player that we went and found and put on our football team. So hopefully he can get healthy and get back.
What are your thoughts on getting Brady coming off this suspension?
Not fun at all. I mean, I know Tom, known Tom for a long time, had a chance to, was trying to get him to Cal Berkeley a long time ago when I was there. So we have a little history, and he's a tremendous football player and competitor, and he'll be chomping at the bit. He hasn't had his passion, which is football, other than his family and his life over the last 4 weeks. So he'll come back ready to play. No question about that. Isn't that something special? Wow, the guy walked off, but he's been here. You know, he knows our system, walked off, you know, met us in D.C., and went out and got two sacks and had two huge plays in the game. So hopefully what he shows is that we know how to put players in position to have success, and he did, you know. But, again, we've been plugging and playing since we started this thing. And, again, I want to give my staff a lot of credit because I think they're doing a heck of a job, maybe not the job that – everybody wants or expects, but I think my staff is working tirelessly, trying to do anything and everything we can to help our players be the best they can be. And I think our players are giving themselves and trying to give everything they have. So it's twofold, but we know we got to keep working at it. Anything interesting? No, I mean, he made a decision to stay in Michigan, you know, where I was at Cal at the time, and that's kind of close to home for him. And we thought we were going to shoo him over there, myself and Coach Mariucci, and he ended up staying at Michigan. And obviously his story is one of the greatest ever told. But what a tremendous competitor and quarterback.
When Robert went on IR, you know, the team announced it would be 3 or 4 weeks for reevaluation. Is that this week?
Yeah, I think we'll get a chance to look and see exactly where he is as well. I don't have that up right off the top of my head.
And then is the expectation for that appointment or whatever to determine if he needs surgery?
I don't know if it be, you know, that will just determine if he needs surgery. I think it's more to see exactly where he is and exactly what the diagnosis will be after that. I mean, I don't think it's, it could be, you know, maybe he needs surgery, but also it could be maybe just still need a little bit more rest. So I think it will be determined after they really look at it and kind of go from there.